Welcome to a Little Grace to Grow podcast today. I am so glad that you are listening. And today I want to talk to you about the wooden yoke or the iron yoke. Our reading will come from Jeremiah 28, verse 13. The Bible says, "Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron." Allow me to give you the backdrop of this passage. The children of Israel are going to be invaded by the Chaldeans of Babylon. God has ordered it because of their sin. Jeremiah the prophet is wearing a wooden yoke as he is preaching to the people of God. Now, often the prophets would wear something symbolizing the message they preached. They would have an object lesson. This wooden yoke was to symbolize their submission to Babylon. If they humbly submitted to Babylon, God would give the Jews favor in their sight. The message was not real comforting, not real soothing to the people or the prophets. One prophet by the name of Hananiah was a real people pleaser. He walked up to Jeremiah while Jeremiah was preaching this message of submission, and he took the wooden yoke off Jeremiah's back and he broke it. Then Hananiah proceeded to tell the people a lie. He told them that if they fought against the Chaldeans, they would win. Now, it was at this time God gives Jeremiah another message. This message would be directly pointed to the false prophet and those who hearkened to his message. God told Jeremiah that the false prophet would die within the year, and those who rejected the wooden yoke of submission would bear an iron yoke of bondage. Our wooden yoke is to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is not always comfortable. It is not always easy. Following the Lord Jesus Christ in today's culture, more so now than 10 and 20 years ago, you will find pressure against you. You will find a test to determine whether or not you're going to be faithful or lose your job. More and more, our culture in our country is anti-Bible, anti-Christian belief. And so to stand for Christ and honor Christ can feel like a wooden yoke, like a cross. So it may seem heavy at times, but we are to bear that yoke. And if we do, we will find favor with God. If we reject this wooden yoke, we can be certain that an iron yoke awaits us. After carrying an iron yoke for a while, you'll discover that the wooden yoke wasn't so bad after all. Let me explain. Parents fall into this. Rather than bear the wooden yoke of being a responsible parent, they neglect their duties, and when that child is grown, they now have a full-blown rebel on their hands. It takes more now to take care of that child, to deal with that child, than it did if they would have bore the wooden yoke while the child was moldable and pliable. But because they didn't deal with it, they didn't teach that child discipline, they didn't teach that child respect, they didn't teach that child cooperation, they didn't teach that child values, they now have an iron yoke of heartache as they raise their children's grandchildren in many cases, while their kids are out drinking and partying and whatnot. Another example is when you neglect the wooden yoke of purity, only to defile your body and end up bearing an iron yoke of shame and disgrace. It might be that now you carry with you some disease that was totally unnecessary. You have an iron yoke of some type of venereal disease. Then there are those who are not disciplined with their money. Rather than bear the wooden yoke of following a budget, they buy whatever they want without thinking of the debt they are incurring. They will eventually be in an iron yoke. Now, this can include bad credit. It can create a broken marriage. If you are in an iron yoke right now, listen to Jesus' words from Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Because I want to give you hope. We've all made bad decisions, and no doubt we've all put down that wooden yoke of duty at times. But here's the hope for you. Come unto me, said Jesus, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. His yoke is a wooden yoke, and he will help you bear it. I realize you don't always feel like going to church, and it may feel like a wooden yoke, but it is a wooden yoke that is worthwhile, that will help you, that will honor the Lord. God's word says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of is, but provoking one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching in Hebrews 10:25. It may feel like a wooden yoke to read your Bible. Oh, I wish it wouldn't, but it may. Oh, well, bear that yoke. You need the intake of the Word of God. You need the intake of reading it, of listening to it, of meditating on it. You need the intake of Christian fellowship. And you need the involvement of ministry somewhere, somehow, getting involved in the Lord's work. First of all, through prayer, the exercise of prayer. And then certainly as you have opportunity to witness, to hand out gospel tracts. Keep your life clean. Bear that wooden yoke and let God show himself powerful in your life. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic day.